Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Seajal Glass Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Preeti Bharadwaj from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon. Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Seajal Glass Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. Amrut Gadda, Promoter, and Mr. Chandresh Rambhia, Chief Financial Officer. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Amrut Gadda, Promoter. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our conference call for Seajal Glass Limited. Before we dive into the details of our Quarter 1 FY25 performance, I would like to provide a brief overview of our company. Seajal Glass Limited has emerged as one of the prominent leaders in the architectural glass manufacturing industry. Headquartered in Mumbai, Maharashtra, we have constantly delivered high-quality, innovative glass solutions to meet the evolving demand of both the domestic and international markets. Our extensive product portfolio encompasses a diverse range of architectural glass products, including toughened glass, laminated glass, insulated glass, ceramic, and decorative glass. These products are meticulously crafted to adhere to the highest standard of quality and design excellence. The heart of our operation is our state-of-the-art architectural glass manufacturing facility located in Silvassa, India, and Ras Al Khaimah in UAE. Equipped with advanced technology, this facility boosts the manufacturing capacity of 10.68 lakh square meters at Silvassa and 28.50 lakh square meters at UAE for the three products together, that is, toughened, laminated, and insulated glass. The current average capacity utilization is 53% and 47% of Silvassa and UAE plant, respectively. A year-on-year increase of capacity utilization is undergoing. Our commitment to optimize production efficiency and meeting growing market demands. Over the years, Seajal Glass has established a strong global presence, exporting to numerous countries and earning widespread recognitions for excellence across the industry. Our strategic focus on quality, innovation, and customer satisfaction continues to drive our success on the international stage. Regarding the financial performance, I am delighted to report that Quarter 1, that is FY25, has been a remarkable quarter for Seajal Glass Limited, marked by significant growth and operational excellency. Our strategic initiatives and unwavering focus on efficiency have yielded outstanding financial results. We achieved a consolidated total income of 53.07 crore, reflecting an impressive year-on-year growth of 94.23%. Our EBITDA stood at 7.33 crore, showcasing a substantial year-on-year increase of 99.07%. The EBITDA margin expanded by 34 basis points to reach 13.81%, highlighting our effective cost management and operational efficiency. Our PAT surged to 1.40 crore, making a reasonable growth. This substantial increase underscores the success of our strategic investment and operational strategies. During this quarter, we achieved significant milestones in both domestic and international markets. The domestic segment contributed 15.17 crore, accounting for 29% of our total revenue. This represents a healthy growth of 5.24% compared to 14.41 crore recorded in Q1 FY24, indicating steady and sustained progress in our home market. Our international operation witnessed remarkable expansion, generating 37.59 crore and contributing 70% of the total revenue. This is reflecting our successful efforts in strengthening our global presence and capturing new opportunities in the international architectural glass market. Despite our operational challenges we encountered during the quarter, we delivered outstanding performance. A temporary halt in production of 6 days at our Silvassa plant due to an illegal strike posed significant challenges, but our team demonstrated resilience and effective crisis management by swiftly resolving the issue and resuming the operations on June 6, 2024. This prompt response ensured a minimal disruptions to our production and supply chain, enabling us to seamlessly continue meeting our commitments and the growing demand of our products. Looking ahead, we remain highly optimistic about our growth trajectory for the remainder of FY25. Our strategic priorities include to expand our reach in domestic and global market with our innovative product offerings. We will continue to focus on enhancing our operational efficiency by optimizing production process and cost structures to further improve profitability and competitiveness. With the global demand for architectural glass on the rise, we are well poised to seize emerging opportunities through our quality product offering and strong market presence. We are confident that these focused strategies will drive sustained growth, enable us to achieve our long-term objectives, thereby creating lasting value for all our stakeholders. In conclusion, Q1 for the year 25 has been quarter of exceptional growth and strategic advancement for Sejal Glass Limited. Our performance reflects the dedication and hard work of our entire team, as well as the trust and support of our valued partners and customers. I would like to express my sincere gratitude to all our stakeholders for their continued confidence in Sejal Glass Limited. We are now open to discuss our performance in more detail and address any question you may have. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The forum is open for the question.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Tushar Vasuja from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I have a couple of questions. Can you please give some details regarding the CAPEX you guys are doing in UAE?
Yeah, 1 minute.
Total CAPEX, what we had invested in UAE is around 105 crore, which includes the acquisition cost and the working capital together.
Okay, sir. And sir, what is the revenue potential and margins from this?
Revenue potential as an total capacity utilization wise, it will be around 300 crore with a EBITDA margin of 16%.
Okay, sir. And sir, when would be this? When would this commercialize?
Sorry.
It's already commenced.
It is already started.
Question?
When would this capacity expansion commercialize?
No, the capacity is already in place. We are increasing the utilization quarter on quarter. So in 25-26, we will be able to capture the 100% capacity utilization.
Okay, sir. Sir, do you have any plans to foray into float glass?
Not yet. We are not yet decided on that. We are studying the market for that.
Okay, sir. So, sir, as you said, you've been studying the markets. Can you please provide some guidance on, like, do you see a possibility of overcapacity in the float glass because a lot of people have been expanding in this sector?
No, there is a huge potential on the float glass because glass is such commodity which is not going to end anyway. And the expansions which are coming, that is coming in regards to in future markets.
Okay, sir. And sir, previously you mentioned about some new products like for Indian Railway glass, automobile glass, bulletproof glass. So what's the update on that?
The bulletproof glass, we are already have a sample manufactured at our UAE plant. And the same is under testing. So we will be getting a local test certificate first in the first phase around in October. Then after we will further go for an European standard certification, which generally takes 3 months.
Then what about automobile glass and Indian Railway glass?
No, automobile, we are not into that segment because it altogether require a different furnace. But of course, the flat glass automobile segment, we are looking for it, like for the buses or the truck.
Okay, sir. And so you also mentioned about something about glasses near railway stations or something about that. I can't recall it exactly, but there's something about that.
Yeah, that is again under process only. Yet we have not got any concluded order for that.
So can you guide how long will this be under development, and once it is developed and fully commercialized, what would be the revenue potential and margins from this?
Margin will be, EBITDA margin will be in the same range of around 15%, but it will give a good growth in terms of volume. And we are expecting this will start from the Q3, maybe in October, November.
Okay, sir. And sir, I'm a bit new to your company, so what I'm not able to understand is how did the company end up in NCLT despite becoming debt-free in 2011?
So there are a couple of reasons which we had explained in our previous calls also. There were certain bankers where some disputes were going on between the company and the bank on prepayment charges, and then the prepayment charges were not being refunded to the company. And then the market went in an adverse scenario after selling of our float glass project. And for some amount of the outstanding loan, the company turned into an NPA account. And then after that, NCLT process was initiated and then successfully came out of that.
Okay, sir. And so one of your peer has entered into the architectural segment from the work primarily in automotive segment, so now they're in architecture segment also, and they're slowly ramping up their operations. So how will this affect your position in the market going forward?
So we are confident for our capacity utilization. We are good quality product supplier in architectural glass. So we have a fixed customer base and repeated customer ratios are good. So in both in India as well as in UAE, we are commanding a good market share.
So can you tell what's the market share in India and in UAE?
India, we are roughly at 20-25%. UAE, again, we had captured around capacity-wise, we are biggest, but still we are not completely utilizing our capacity. So quarter on quarter, we can say that our market share is increasing. At present, we are at around 25%.
Okay, so what's the current utilization for Indian plant and for UAE?
India plant all together of three products, it is 53% average utilization, and for UAE it is around 47%.
So how are your ramp up plans for the UAE plant?
Ramp up in the sense the we are targeting the GCC countries for the sale, as well as the local market is also very huge. So gradually, month on month, of course, the we can see the growth in the sales.
Okay, sir. So I have a few more questions. I'll get back in the queue for them. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participants to ask a question. You may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Shanky Bansal, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, I am audible.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, I just want to have a follow-up question based on the last con call. In the previous con call, we have guided that company will achieve a top line of 280 or 300 crore. Also, with India contribution of 80 crore and 220 crore from UAE. However, we have seen that there is a drop in domestic sales, and even UAE sales is at 37.5 crore, which is roughly 16 billion dirham. Right? So, please confirm whether we are not back on achieving the annual guidance or not.
We are very much on the track to achieve the projected figures of 80 crore local India market and 220 crore of UAE markets. So, ultimately, this quarter is slightly slow down in India because of rainy season. And apart from that, the 6 days production halt because of the strike has also impacted to certain extent our revenue in this quarter. But of course, in the quarter two and onwards, we will be able to manage to achieve the targeted figures of sale.
Okay. And for the UAE business, I think we are expecting an EBITDA margin of 15% to 16%. I think still we have far away from that margin. So for the remaining
UAE market, we are already at 15% EBITDA as on date also. India this quarter, as I said, that because of that production loss, the margin were dipped by around 2% on EBITDA level. But average EBITDA is around 13.81%, which is close to 14%, which we are still, if we increase the capacity utilization, this margin will go automatically up.
Okay, fine. And what is the present order book of UAE and India?
The order book of UAE is around 13 million. 40 million.
Okay.
And India, it is like always month on month, order book is there.
Particularly for the India, the project which we confirmed for supply of the glass and to be manufactured, there is around 25 crore as on today.
Okay. And sir, actually, in the last con call, if I recall, I think in India we are at 67-68% utilization, and we are achieving a top line of 17 crore from India business. Just now, I think you have commented in India the utilization is 53%, and we are achieving 15-16 crore in India in this quarter. So I am not able to get how the utilization is dropped, and the difference is only 1 or 2 crore.
See that the capacity utilization is average of the three products. So if we see that way, my laminate production is 62% utilization, toughening is 60%, and the IG glass is around 38% in India. So if you average it out, then it is 53% that way.
Okay, so what is the maximum output we can generate from India plant?
In terms of revenue, it is 80 crore. In capacity, in square meter wise, it is like toughen, we are having around 7.8 lakhs of square meter of capacity. And IG is around 1.8 lakhs, and laminate glass is 1.08 lakhs.
Okay. And sir, my last question, what is the gross debt in the book right now?
Sorry?
Gross debt. Debt.
Debt in India? India, the
consolidated.
Crore.
Consolidated debt in the book.
70 crore is the long-term debt and 9 crore is my working capital loan.
70 long-term and what is the short-term?
Short-term is working capital loan of 9 crore. So 70 includes my long-term preferential shares also.
Okay, thank you. Best of luck for the future.
Thank you.
Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Tushar Vasuja from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again, sir. Can you please explain a bit about the maintenance and replacement cycles of the machineries for architectural glass?
You are saying, can I repeat the question which I should answer, that you are saying what is the replacement cost of the both the unit equipments?
Yes, and what is also the maintenance capex you do annually to keep your cost of production maintained?
The replacement cost for the equipment will be around, in Indian rupees, it will be around 100 crore for both the plant together. Approx. And maintenance is our, you know, around 1.5% to 2% of the turnover, which we budget every year.
Okay. And so, what about the life of the installed machinery right now?
The life of the machinery right now is, there is a certain technological change which we need to do for the movement and regular maintenance. The life we can perceive is around next 20 years. For some of the machine, and some of the machine next 10 years.
Okay. And so,
I want to understand how did the acquisition happen? Like, were you in contact with the Gogri family before the acquisition? Like, how, what is the story of the acquisition? How did it come about?
For acquisition of a UA unit?
No, sir. How did the Gogri family acquire Sejal Glass?
This is through the NCLT process. The company was in the IBC process.
Were you already in contact with the Gogri family before the acquisition, or did it happen naturally?
No, we were not in the contact with them. Then once they have acquired and they gone in the process, then they have contacted for the old promoter, and we are handholding the whole business, and we have the management agreement to manage the business.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Deepa Chaudhary from KL Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm audible.
Yes, please go ahead.
So, my question is, what is FY25 revenues and profit outlook?
Yearly target.
Sorry.
Revenue for 24-25 yearly is 80 crore for India operation and 220 crore for UAE operation.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay. My next question is, what are our capex plans for the next 2 to 3 years and plans of funding it also?
Right now, for the next 2 to 3 years, we are working on one or two acquisition proposal, which is yet not concluded. And for the remaining capital, once the conclusion will happen, we will plan the equity and the debt. But yet it has not been planned.
Okay, sir. If I have any more questions, I will get into the line again. Thank you for answering these.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rohit Bahirwani from Vijit Global Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for giving me the opportunity. In your one of the earlier questions, you mentioned that your long-term debt is around 70 crores and around 9 crores is your working capital debt.
Right.
If I look at the quarterly interest, it is around 4 crores. So, can you please provide me the annual interest cost? How much is the interest cost?
Annual interest cost will be around 11 to 12 crore.
Okay. I have another question. If I look at your financials, you have paid a tax of 5% in this quarter, which is for the first time after that NCLT acquisition, from NCLT. So, is there any deferred tax balance left? And what kind of tax?
The tax is being provided for on a consolidated financials, which is on account of the corporate tax in UAE, which has been introduced from this year, or it is applicable for the company from this year onwards.
So, what kind of consolidated tax rate can we assume for this financial year?
The tax rate is 9% in UAE on the earnings.
Okay. And one suggestion also from our end to, if you can provide the investor presentation as well from next quarter, also it would be great for investors like us. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shikhar Mundra from Vivo Commercial Limited. Please go ahead.
I want to understand, so when you had guided for 300 crores of total revenue last con call, so did we assume that the June quarter, did we expect the June quarter to be this around 50-55 crore range?
We have guided our figure for the year is around 305 crore. Out of that, the first quarter is 53 crore and next quarter, this is the current quarter, Q2, we are expecting around 63 crore to 65 crore.
Okay. So, I just wanted to understand the June quarter was as per expectation only. I mean, there was no...
reduction around 12%. Guidance and our target was 60 crore, but we have concluded with the 53 crore because of that illegal strike which has disturbed our India operation. And secondly, there was a heavy rain from June 15th that also has impacted little bit of that.
Okay. And will we be able to compensate for it in the remaining quarters for the...
Yes. So second quarter will be around 63 to 65 crore. And third quarter will again go up and fourth quarter will again go up.
And what is the total revenue potential of both factories put together? Is it around 400 crores?
Around 300 crore this year.
No, I am asking the optimum revenue potential for both factories put together at peak capacities.
Yeah. Potential for UAE is around 300 crore and for India 100 crore.
Okay. And will we be able to reach this by FY26?
We will reach, I think, by next financial year. If you see, you know, our past after COVID and after successful, you know, coming out of NCLT, every quarter, if you see the last 8 quarter, we have every quarter, you know, we have upside only. So we are growing quarter on quarter. And we are also improving our production efficiency at the same time, you know, working on the margin. And also efficiency on the production by machine and by people also.
Got it. And margin, like what kind of best margins we can do at peak capacities with all the operating leverage coming in? At
right now we are, this year we are targeting around 15 to 16% EBITDA. And maybe at the full potential we can increase more 2 to 3%.
And are we, you know, introducing new value-added products or it's mostly to increase our margins or it's purely an operating leverage play?
No, there is a two or three things we are right now we are working. One is leveraging the this productivity, number one, and number two, the basket of value-added product. So right now we have around 4 product, which again we are, you know, doing the proper basketing to align the production. And third, some certain product which is are under the pipeline, which is like, you know, bulletproof product, which are, we are going to get the first UAE test in October, then European test in December. So this year certain revenue will come from that segment, and certain designer glasses, ceramic fit and all will also add on to the margin. And because of the, this, you know, competitive environment, there is always a little bit of the selling price pressure. And we have also certain semi-organized competitions where always there is a pressure on the pricing. Though with our, you know, respectable brand, we have a, you know, little bit of margin over competition. And that's how we are, you know, on quarter on quarter we are growing.
And what do you think are the key risks of, you know, not meeting the guidance for this year, next year?
Next quarter or next year?
For this whole year, like what are the key risks of not meeting this guidance?
One key risk is if the economy of India and UAE can reduce, if the real estate can have the impact. Because our majority sale is coming around 90% from the real estate, architectural, you know, glasses for the commercial building, residential building. And this both this industry in UAE as well in India and particularly in Mumbai, now it is on the growth phase. So we don't see as a risk, but that's the only reason where, you know, the market can go in negative development.
And the end industry must be growing at what pace?
Sorry, can you repeat?
The industry is growing at what pace, the glass industry?
Glass industry, the architectural glass is growing by 35% and the float glass industry is growing by around 12 to 15% compounding.
Okay. How is the architectural industry growing at a such a fast pace, 35%? Because, I mean...
35% is, I mean to say that, you know, the float glass and the architectural glass has a difference. Float glass is a, you know, normal glass. Now, the because of the certain municipal corporations suggestions and recommendations made mandatory standards, you know, to convert this glass into Teflon or insulating or laminated. So that conversion from the float glass to architectural glass is a value addition, which is converting our product, Teflon glass and insulating. So that's why number one, that is growing. And secondly, the growth of infrastructure like metro stations, that cruise terminals, and other hospitality industry, hotels and hospitals, that all have a demand of our product. So that's why the increase is 35% of that trend.
Okay. Okay. And I mean, the same trend is in UAE also, or it's only in India, such a fast growth?
India, there is no, kaccha glass is required. There is all architectural glass only.
Okay. And how much of ours is architectural glass, how much is float glass?
No, we manufacture only architectural glass. We use glass as our raw material.
Sorry?
We use float glass as a raw material.
Okay, got it. Thank you, and best of luck. I'll join the queue back for further questions.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mathur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, if I look at your balance sheet from...
Can you speak loudly?
Yes, sir, I'm audible right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sir, if I look at our balance sheet, it was around, so the debt on our balance sheet as of March 31st, 2024 was around 140 odd crores and it has reduced to 79 crores as of now. So, I'm trying to understand how come such a big difference. Did we do some QIP or how did we pay such a big amount?
Looking at the March balance sheet must be a consolidated figure. What we discussed was on a standalone basis.
Okay. And sir, so what would be our debt on a consolidated basis right now?
3 crore only.
Oh, sir, I didn't get you.
On a consolidated figure, the balance sheet figures are same what you discussed or you said that one.
Okay. It's 140 crore of debt.
Correct.
Okay. And sir, if I look, next year will be at optimum utilization levels of our business. So, where will growth come from post that? Because post NCLT, we would have some plans of 5 or 10 year vision where would we like to take our company. Sir, so, do we plan to become an integrated manufacturer of load glass as well for captive consumption? Or just increase in architectural glass? And the second question would be, sir, why, what kind of advantage do we have in setting up a factory in UAE? Or it was because just we got it as a part of NCLT, we started running as it was a profitable business. So is there a benefit for operating in UAE and can we import that into India and sell in this market? So if you could just help me gain your views on that.
Particularly going to UAE, our vision was in 2015-16 that there is a very good market and growing market. So we were, you know, looking for a certain acquisitions and we got opportunity. We have acquired one reason that the standard of the product in UAE is very high level. So the quality of the product is on the higher level, which help us in India to, you know, attract the architect and the developers to use our product in India also. Number two, the technology which the plant have, that is the same what technology, European technology we have. And third, the location of Ras Al Khaimah is a nearby port and it's a strategically location where the Africa is also near, Europe is also near, and the other Asian countries is also near. So exporting to the other part of the world is a center in Dubai. Third, particularly the cost of, you know, living and cost of the people compared to Europe, the UAE market is very much reasonable. So the operation cost is at the control to get the market competitions and competitive advantage for the exporting in Europe and USA market.
Okay. And sir, so do we plan to increase our presence in UAE much larger than what we have currently, and are we currently exporting some of our product from UAE to either European or African markets?
Yeah, we are exporting to around 12 countries from the UAE. We have started, and in the future we will also start the Europe.
Okay. And sir, on the expansion part?
Right now, there is no such expansion as we are filling our capacity. But definitely, once the demand will grow and the market size enlarge, and we have a, you know, targeted turnover and targeted EBITDA, naturally, we will expand.
Okay. So, just a final question. Sir, what would be the timeline or the timeline for from when we decide to increase our capacity to actually its commissioning? So, what kind of timeline can we expect in this segment, in the timeline part of
right
the...
now, you know, expansion is not any timeline, but yes, we are discussing for the two acquisitions, which are not concluded, and we are hopeful to, you know, conclude in these quarters. So there will be a, you know, ready-made capacity, we will get it.
And this acquisition will be in India or UAE?
No, it will be in India.
It will be in India. And sir, so is there a margin differential between our India and UAE business?
There is a, as such no margin difference, but here we are getting a around 2 to 3% higher EBITDA level compared to India. But in with the India's our you know product mix, even we will be at the same level within a 1 or 2 quarters in India.
Thank you so much, and thank you for answering my questions. Thank you, and all the best.
Welcome.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Dipanshu Suman from Sattva Ventures. Please go ahead.
Sattva.
Mr. Dipanshu, your line is unmuted. Please proceed. Mr. Dipanshu, please unmute.
You can hear me, sir. You can hear me, sir.
Yes, please.
Yeah. So, good evening, sir. Hope you are doing well. Just wanted to check with you, how is the current quarter going on, sir? So almost now we are on 21st of August. And you are guiding for almost 60-65 crores kind of revenue for this particular quarter. So how has been the last 45 days? How has been the progress?
See, I will tell you, July we have, in India we did around 5 crore and UAE we did 15 crore. And up to August, we are in line with of our targeted, little bit of lower. And September also, we have the order book position. So we are hopeful that we will perform around 95 to 100% as per our target.
Understood, sir. On this India order book, what you mentioned on the call about 25 crores and UAE 40 million. So India order book, sir, how is the ordering period? So is this 25 crores to be delivered in coming 3-4 months or whether it contains for the 8-9 months? What is the kind of cycle?
To be delivered in next 5 to 6 months, but this is the project I have given you the figure. But other than the project, we have a retail segment and other you know smaller projects which continue. You know, every day we have the new booking or the order booking of around in Indian rupees, it is around 10 to 12 lakhs per day. Every day we have the booking of the new order and further the project.
Understood, sir. On this finance cost, what you mentioned on the call, you said that about say 11 crore would be the interest cost. So
yeah.
Are you seeing this including the standalone and the consolidated, the Dubai business, all put together interest cost?
Yeah, it is put together interest cost.
Okay, because as the other participant also mentioned, 140 crore is a tag. So put together about say 11-12 crore should be the interest cost is what you are projecting, right?
Sorry, can you repeat?
So about say 140 crores is the total debt on balance sheet, including the promoter, the RT group, and debt also. If you take into the account, what should be the total interest cost on all kinds of debt put together?
So total around 12 crore.
12. Okay, sir. So taking this into account, we should be so in the if we are able to achieve, say 60-65 crores kind of revenue, what you are mentioning.
12 crore, we have the around 4.5 crore quarterly interest.
Okay,
so it will be around 16 to 17 crore. 16 to 17 crore interest.
16 to 17 crore interest cost. Okay. So what I am trying to understand is that suppose we start to get this 60-65 crore kind of revenue run rate in the coming quarter, will we be able to achieve say, profit of about 3 to 4 crores kind of on a quarterly basis?
Mostly, I think, yes, we are going to achieve around 15% to 16% EBITDA. The last quarter was our EBITDA was 13.81%. Mostly, we will achieve 2% efficiency in this quarter, so it will be around 15% EBITDA. So then less depreciation and the interest.
Yes, so there are no taxes to be paid as of now, so lower taxes as of now, right?
Right.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir. Hope you achieve this.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Shanky Bansal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just a follow-up question. I think just now you have said that in quarter two, we are expecting to achieve around 63 to 65 crore top line.
Right.
So if I combine the first half, so the turnover of the company will be 150 to 120 crore. And in the previous call, you have mentioned that Q2 and Q3 will be the best quarter for the company. So how we will achieve 180 or maybe 180 crore plus in next half?
Yeah. See, next, on the third quarter, there will be a, India will also, you know, grow by around 15% to 20%, and UAE will also grow by 15% to 20%. So third quarter will be, we are expecting around, you know, 75 to 80. 75, around 70.
Okay. And the order book which you have mentioned that UAE has the AED 40 million dirham order book, is it the domestic front of UAE or you have a mix of KSA or Oman or Qatar? Because I believe in Abu
Dhabi, it is around 75% is from the UAE market and 25% of the Qatar, Bahrain, Africa, GCC country.
Okay. Okay. And so my last question is, I think we have acquired this company in 2022. So I think we have went pretty far and we have performed well also in last couple of years. So what is our aspiration, what is the long-term aspiration of the company where we see after 2 to 3 years, what will be the main aspiration of the company to become in next 2 to 3 years? Can you guide something?
See, particularly this year, we are, you know, want to fill our pending capacity, so to reach the around 300 crores turnover. And the next year, we are targeting around 400 crores turnover with the same capacity. And if the market is, you know, performing the same, demand is performing the same way, then we will think over for the expansion. Even at the UAE also, we will put another tempering and IG line. And third, we are also will go in little bit of forward integrations for making the facade panels and other product where we have the space and we have the capacity also. And I already told that we are working on the acquisitions. If the valuations right value we will get, that also will, you know, come and there is also a capacity gap to fill. So we will be more, you know, aggressive on the market later on the market for the marketing and sales. We will be more competitive also.
Okay, okay, fair enough. And just now you have mentioned that you are expecting that there will be an acquisition by the company on Indian side. So I think we are in the middle of the negotiation, not at the early stage. That's why we are commenting that in this quarter we will have the acquisition, correct? So how we will fund this acquisition, through internal approval or again we are taking some debt?
You know, with the debt and equity ratio.
What will be the debt and equity ratio we are expecting?
It's like, again, once, you know, we freeze on the valuation, then how the valuation payment structure are made, then we will decide. But yes, we will not, you know, go more on the interest burden.
Okay. 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 Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shikhar Mundra from Vivo Commercial Limited. Please go ahead.
So I wanted to understand the acquisitions we'll be doing. So they'll be just to purely add capacities, or they will bring some different technology or some different type of products which we don't manufacture?
No, it is a just, you know, little bit of value additions. You know, JSM, like in the cloth, we add the embroidery or the design. So same way we have to add certain designs and certain value additions in the product. So there will be no such much, you know, on the equipments and other things.
Okay. And like what kind of...
No much capex.
Okay. And what would be like the scale of those acquisitions? I mean, size of those companies?
That acquisition will give us the around 100 crores more top line or 125 crores more top line.
Okay. And these companies will be like profitable from day one, or will be integrating them and, you know...
We will turn around.
Turn around companies, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And is our like Q1 in the industry, but is like the Q4 best quarter?
Sorry? Can you repeat?
Is Q4 the best quarter for our business?
Yeah, yeah. Q4 will be the best quarter.
Right. And last question related to the tax front. So till when will our this tax rate be zero in India business? Like how much accumulated losses we have?
Next 3 to 5 years.
Okay, next 3 to 5 years. All right. Got it. Thank you and best of luck.
Thank you. Benefit. Next question is from the line of Dakshit, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi. I want to ask one question. So when we say we are trying to taper into new geographies like the European markets, and I think in the AGM we also mentioned that we will be tapering into the US markets, right? So yeah. I just wanted to understand: are there any negotiation going on, or have you provided some samples over there, or is there any other factor by which we are confident on this making turnover the kind of thing, right?
No, see, we are right now negotiating with 3 to 5 projects in Europe, America, and 2 to 3 projects in India, which is very sizable, which will give us the Q3 and Q4 operations on a higher level.
So, you're telling that the US markets will be accessible from Q3 onwards, right? So we'll be entering the US market as well, along with the European market, which you told us.
Yes.
Almost, right?
Mostly.
Okay. And another question is that in the previous con call, you had mentioned that the lamination and other value-added products will be going live in this quarter, maybe in 1 or 2 quarters. So I just wanted to know what is the status on that and how are we proceeding on that?
Lamination line, now the samples are on the testing stage. We have already started trial working on that. So maybe from next month we will have a revenue stream from that product.
And are there any differentiation in the margins for those products, and are those already accounted for when we spoke that?
It is already accounted, but that's what we are saying, then the 15% to 16% or more than 16% with the new product and value-added product and product basket, there will be a 100% difference on the EBITDA level.
So that is already accounted. So 15 to 16% is already taken care of those.
Yeah, but with the incremental efficiency, we will cross 16% also. Maybe 1% more.
Okay. And one more thing, my last question will be on the, so in the last quarter, in this quarter only, I think, we saw this labor strike going on. So I just wanted to know what is the ground level update on that. So are we still facing, so there's a
problem? No, labor strike was for the 6 days. It was an illegal strike. And the labor strike is over. And now more or less it's proper working is going on.
And we don't expect this to continue in upcoming quarters as well, right?
No. There is no as such issue. So there was a certain issue which we have sorted out, and certain people we have already, you know, taken the legal actions.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you. And one more thing, the last thing would be, as someone has also mentioned, that an investment presentation would be very helpful for us. So that's it.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take this as the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Preeti Bharadwaj for the closing comments. Over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the conference call of Sejal Glass Limited. If you have any queries, you can write us at research@kirinadvisor.com. Once again, thank you, everyone, for joining the conference call.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.